godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Sad and so oppressed now. They ain't believing. They just a hoping and a praying. Start believing. Stand up. Rise up. Why sit we here and die? I said, why sit we here and die? Why sit there and dissipate? Rise up in your faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If you're going to fight, you're going to have to fight with faith. Now, let me give you some of these things that I want to give to you that are going to happen in this season. It's a very prophetic season. The first thing I believe that is going to be restored, has to be restored. God is looking forward to it. And I saw a little taste of it here this morning. And that is worship like David. Amen. Come on, after coming through these 3 or 4 months of this foolishness, this devilment, this confinement, this quarantine, this safer at home, you know, you and the wife at each other, you know. There's a little clip of a little girl, I forget her name. She's on there talking about, y'all staying at home, y'all talk about y'all sick of us. I'm sick of these cheering. She said, well, we sick of you too. After going through all this stuff, we ought to come out 90 going north. There ought to be a praise on you. Come on, I said, there ought to be a release of praise. See, shake off the shackles. Shake off the caution. Amen. I said, shake it off. Get that stuff out of your mind. That's, you know, the devil's trying to make you think it's wisdom, but it's not. It's fear. God has assigned angels over you. Come on, I said, the angel of the Lord is with you. And he'll watch over you so you don't kick a stone. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's there to protect you. He's there to watch over you when you're sleeping. He's over there. He's watching over you when you're driving. He's over there watching when the devil want to come in. The angel is standing there. I dare you. Come on, I said they've been given charge over you. And I'm not talking about one little feeble angel, little baby with wings. I'm talking about mighty angels. Innumerable angels. There are myriad. I'm telling you, in this season, get ready for it. God is dispatching innumerable numbers of angels into the earth realm to do his bidding, because the last days are here and the devil is not going to take the church out. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, help me, Holy Ghost. Angels, mighty angels, here to see to it that you finish. See to it that you are protected. See to it that you rise. See to it that you occupy where God wants you. Be bold. Be courageous. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Angels are watching over you. They don't sleep. They don't slumber. They are on their job. They are on their assignment. Ministering spirits that are sent to minister for you. When you don't know what's going on, they're protecting you. When it gets real confused around you, they still are guarding you. When it looks like the devil trying to oppress you, they're still there with you. Amen. I remember a preacher had a dream. In his dream, at the foot of his bed was a A huge, ugly demon. They're all ugly. And it was coming at him. And when he sat up, he realized he sat up, but his body was still on the bed. He sat up, and the thing was getting ready to get him. He said, "Jesus!" As soon as the angel had him, had his neck up against the wall. Y'all ain't hear me. Angels some bad boys. They don't play around. Amen. They're here to protect you. God has vested interest in your prosperity, in your health, in your relationships, in your endeavors. God does. And they are here. Tell somebody they're here. Matter of fact, one of the things God did in the Old Testament, he sent an angel before them to keep them in the way. Angels are here. So receive the Holy Ghost. The first thing is worship like David. Can we purpose that even tonight? Lord willing, when we come together in our vehicles, or whoever stays in the vehicle, even that, honk that horn, you know, shout, roll the windows down, scream, whatever you want to do, but let's worship like David. You see what earmarked David's worship? He took off his royal robe and his crown. He said, I'm not, this ain't defining me here. Because in the presence of God, I'm just a worshiper. Forget the king stuff. He had the ephod on. And the Bible says he danced with the Lord, or before the Lord, with all his might. Didn't care what people thought. Didn't care whether he looked funny or not, or whether he was in rhythm or not. He just danced before God with all his might. So worship is going to return. Worship like David. The ark, number two, is going to be put back in its proper place, where it belongs. In other words, God has given time to many to seek him. As I told you a few weeks ago, you know, you may know every movie on Netflix. But see, set some time aside, some real quality time aside, to allow God to take his proper place in your life. Amen. See, God won't sit in the back seat, and he ain't going to share you with nobody. Amen. Amen. Ain't no part-time lover here. God said, I want it all. I want all of you. See, to some, that's spooky. They get scared. But see, it's not until you become a bond servant that you become a free person. It's like a paradox. Amen. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. God wants his place back. So the ark came back to the proper place. Number three is God is developing covenant people. See, David was a covenant man. The initial time that they tried to take the ark back, they didn't do it properly. David went back to the archives, and he brought it back the second time according to what was written. In other words, he became a covenant person. He covenanted with God. He did it God's way. He was in covenant with God. He brought the ark back according to the due order. He wasn't serving God now according to the way that the Philistines and the world was doing it. He did it according to the due order. Number four, God is raising up, and get this for me, 1 Chronicles 12:33. This generation of people God is raising up is a warfare generation. Amen. That's what I like so much about our younger generation. They don't have to battle much of the traditional mindsets that we've had to battle. You know, let me liken this generation. I'm kind of like them too, and some of you that are my age are like them too, but it's kind of like in kindergarten, you know, you were always scolded for coloring outside the lines. Stay inside the line, boy, can't you color? I used to always color outside the lines. I was very artistic. I had other ideas. It looked better outside the line to me. But see, people try to put you into a mold. That's not a God mold. But see, this generation is very creative. That's why they get upset when you try to put them on lockdown. A warring generation. That's what God needs. And there are those that are from the baby boomer generation that are a warring generation. They're Joshua's and Caleb's. So they're still around too. But you understand what I mean? A warring generation. We're not just going to adhere to everything you say. And we know it ain't God's way. As a matter of fact, like the Hebrew boys, they said, listen, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. We know God is able to deliver us, but if he chooses not to deliver us, we still are not going to bow to what you're saying. We're not doing it that way. We're going to do it God's way. And guess what? When you make those choices and you go into the fire, guess what? The fire loses its heat. Amen. It loses its effect. I'm telling you, it's a time we've come into an era in Christ where miracles are going to be commonplace because people are getting off the chain. They're getting shackles off of them, off their mind. They're entering into things now that are off the charts, things that hadn't been done before, words that hadn't been said before, visitation that hadn't been done before. God is getting ready to do things that you've never seen before. Can you hear what I'm saying? A warfare generation. Number five, a prophetic generation. Give me that. 1 Chronicles 12:33. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle. This is this generation. Expert in war. With all instruments of war. 50,000. Look at that. Which could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. Amen. They weren't wavering. They weren't afraid. They loved not their life in the face of death. They were warriors. A prophetic generation. 1 Chronicles 12:32. A prophetic generation. Listen to me. God's going to drop ideas. God's going to drop words in your spirit. Amen. Don't let them die. Cultivate them. They'll be prophetic. You may not see it right now, but God is speaking to you about your future. God is speaking to you about your destiny. He'll give you a word. You may not see it. You may not know how, but cultivate it. Yes, Lord. See, Zechariah, when Gabriel spoke to him, he said, these things are impossible. He said, because you don't believe, you're going to be silenced. Because your words will defeat the purpose of God. So you're going to be dumb until it happens. But when he appeared to Mary, Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. And however you say, whatever you say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And immediately, conception. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God's going to drop things in your spirit. Don't let the devil steal it. Don't let people talk you out of it. Hello, cultivate it. Don't get it in a hurry. Cultivate it. Wait on God. Trust God. Commit it to God. Let God develop it. When God spoke a word to Joseph, his brother threw him in the pit, said, let's see what happens to your dream now. But all that word he dropped in him was still alive. See, there's a word inside of you that has to be cultivated. Amen. The enemy tried to steal it. The enemy tried to bury it. The enemy tried to distract you with other stuff. People trying to get in your way. Oh, you can't do that. You don't have the education. You don't have the money. You don't have the expertise. The devil is a lie. Listen, when God put a word in you, that word will drive you. Amen. All opposition against you, but that word driving you. You don't even know how you got there. You don't even know how that happened, but that word will drive its way to fulfillment.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.